Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Skyla Jeremias. As a new wave of biosimilars to treat inflammatory bowel disease, an umbrella term for Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, enter the U.S. market, a lot of clinical and policy news regarding adalimumab and infliximab biosimilars emerged throughout the month of February. On the regulatory side, Sandoz's citrate-free high-concentration version of Hyrimoze, a biosimilar referencing Humira, also known as adalimumab, was granted a positive opinion by the European Medicines Agency's Committee for Medicinal Products for Human Use, bringing the new formulation one step closer to regulatory approval across the European Union. If approved by the European Commission, Hyrimoze HCF will be used to treat rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, plaque psoriasis, and uveitis. In the United States, a Cardinal Health report found that over 60% of providers plan to only prescribe adalimumab biosimilars that have an interchangeability designation, signaling that providers view interchangeability designations to be significant identifiers about the safety of switching to a particular biosimilar despite this not being what the label means. Interchangeability is a regulatory designation, allowing pharmacists to dispense biosimilars in place of a reference product without having to wait for a physician's approval. The report's results contradict the global perspective on adalimumab biosimilars, as the European Union and the United Kingdom have made statements declaring all biosimilars as interchangeable with their reference products. There is currently one adalimumab biosimilar on the U.S. market, known as Amjevita, and 9 more are expected to launch in July 2023. The IQVIA Biosimilars in the United States 2023 to 2027 report predicted that expected launches and increased biosimilar uptake will increase spending to $129 billion and savings by $180 billion over the next 5 years. The numbers, in part, are being driven by the U.S. launches of adalimumab biosimilars and ustekinumab biosimilars that are expected in the next couple years. Vizient launched its updated Pharmacy Market Outlook report, which predicted that the price of biologics will experience a 3.05% inflation rate, 3 times higher than the projected inflation rate for non-biologic drugs. Vizient also predicted that injectable drugs, such as biologics used to treat immunology and gastroenterology conditions, will have 3.26% inflation rate, over 3 times greater than the 1.07% inflation rate predicted for non-injectable drugs. Regarding adalimumab, Vizient predicted that adalimumab biosimilar with citrate-free and/or high-concentration formulations will obtain greater market share than other adalimumab products. Biosimilars offered in auto-injector devices will likely be more popular than biosimilars that are offered in only prefilled syringes. The Center for Biosimilars interviewed Dr. Karina Dolan, Senior Director for Clinical Oncology and Pharmaceutical Outcomes at Vizient, about the report for a podcast episode of Not So Different. Dolan weighed in on how health systems can prepare for more adalimumab biosimilars to enter the market and improve patient confidence in biosimilars, as well as how pharmacy benefit managers may choose to place adalimumab biosimilars on formulary lists. An Australian study showed that patients with rheumatoid arthritis and inflammatory bowel disease had comparable positive outlooks toward biologics, reporting that they felt that they could trust their specialist recommendations about biologic and biosimilar drugs. The study included responses from 838 individuals, although most were not very familiar with biologic and targeted synthetic disease-modifying agents. Recommendations from a specialist was the most frequent factor that prompted patient to change from an originator to a biosimilar. An analysis of U.S. claims data found the adherence rates were higher among patients who have been using Remicade, reference infliximab, since 2017, compared with patients who have been using an infliximab biosimilar since 2017. The study also found that prevalent Remicade users had better adherence than patients who were new starts to Remicade or an infliximab biosimilar. Other factors that impacted infliximab adherence were age, depression, a hospitalization, and using another biologic drug. Additionally, patients with IBD had higher adherence rates than patients with RA. Thank you for tuning into this special episode of Not So Different. To read more about the stories that we discussed today, you can find the links in the show notes, and until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.